drasha for Parshas Ekev, Tavshin Ayin Beis. My wife and myself returned this week from a trip to Poland with Nisibos Tours. There we attended the Siyum Hashas, which was held in the Shiva of Chachmei Lublin, the root of where the Daf Yomi started with Rav Meir Shapiro. And we visited many graves of Tzaddikim, Hasidim throughout Poland, and all of the shuls. Most of them are either museums or destroyed in Warsaw, in Lublin, in Krakow. And we also visited the concentration camps of Majdanek and Auschwitz. And during this whole time, in all the places of Kedusha, by the Kivrei Tzaddikim, and all the shuls, we daven not only for ourselves and our family, but for all of the moshav. And I want to report to you and connect to this week's Sedra the purpose of such a visit, and a perspective on remembering the past. In this week's Sedra, it says, "V'zocharta kol haderech," remember all the ways that you came from Egypt, and how God led you through the desert, "leman anoscho l'nasosecho," in order to afflict you and to test you. Now, the Sefer Charedim says the following. He says, "Umala zikaron chazde yizborach." There's a tremendous benefit of remembering God's kindnesses, His boning bohem, and to think into them. Mitzvah reviyish enema v'zochartas kol aderech asher holichecho Hashem lokecho zeh arboim shon b'midbar. And the source is this, our sedra, this pasuk. Remember all of the way that God led you 40 years in the desert. And from that, we learn that if we are to remember the kindnesses of God of the past, kol shekein shekol echad miYisrael chayiv lizkor achasarim she'osa imanu tamid l'chlal Yisrael shematzulanu shonam yishini arayus umos ha'olam. That therefore we have to remember the constant kindnesses that God does for us throughout history, saving us from the teeth of the Goyim who would want to destroy us. Ha'omdim tamid aleinu l'chaloseinu. Ulezeh anu amrim b'chol yom mizmer luli Hashem shehayo lanu. V'chein chayiv kol echad miYisrael lizkor achasodim shegamlo Hashem yisborach me'eshi yatsu mebetin imo. And it behooves every individual to remember their personal history of kindnesses that God did for them from the time they were born. V'oz yikona lefana v'yevosh. And then a person will feel subdued and contrite before Hashem, and be embarrassed and do tshuva shlema. And this he counts, according to the Rabbeinu Yona, as one of the 613 minute mitzvahs to remember all of the kindnesses that God did from the time He took us out of Egypt through the desert, the kindnesses in Golus, and that we continue to exist, and the personal kindnesses. The source of this Charedim is the Rabbeinu Yona in Shar Gimel, Os Yud Zayin. The Rabbeinu Yona says, "Umala zichron chasoda bizbonin bohem." There's a special mile of remembering God's kindnesses and thinking into them and contemplating them. Shenemar v'zochartos kol aderech. The name of Yodatim of Avecha ki kashi yaser ishes beno Hashem lokecha miyasreka. You should know in your heart, meaning contemplate, that God afflicts us as a person afflicts his son who he wants to discipline. To David Omar, the Yisborenu Chazdi Hashem, David Amelo said in Tehillim, that one should contemplate the kindnesses that God does for him. The name of ki chazdecho neged enoi. Your kindnesses are constantly opposite my eyes. Constantly I'm considering them, remembering them, and thinking into them. the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, says that there is a mitzvah to remember these 42 stations of the traveling from Egypt to Eretz Israel. And since the Sfarim say that these 42 masos represent the 42 stations of Golus throughout our long history, there's a mitzvah to remember our history in Golus also for the same reason. And we know, aside from this, there's another mitzvah of remembering history. The Pasuk says in Hazinu, Zechor Yemos Olam, remember the days of the world, Binu Shnos Dor Vador, and contemplate the years of each generation. Shal Avicha V'Yagedcha, ask your father and he will tell you. Zekeinecha V'Yomer Loch, ask your elders and they will tell you. This pasuk, I think, means the following. There's a mitzvah to remember the facts of history. For that, you need to ask your parents, grandparents, those who witnessed it, and they will testify. The yagidu, the yagedcha, hagada is testimony. It also connotes something very hard and harsh, because Jewish history has always been very hard and harsh. However, it's not enough just to remember the facts. But zekeinecha, then you have to go binush no star vador, understand what's behind them, what are their implications, what are we supposed to learn from it. For that, you have to ask zekeinecha, your elders, ask talmidei chachamim, ask the gedolim of each generation, the yom ruloch, and they'll tell you and explain to you what the implications behind the historical facts are. And when you hear the explanation, it's always less harsh and less hard than what the cold facts look like. Therefore, the Yom Ruach, Amira, is Lashon Raka, is soft speaking. What are the benefits from remembering our history and remembering the travails and travels of the Jewish people through the exile? First is v'nasosecha. The Nachas Yaakov says it's a test. Are we going to recognize the fact that despite all the troubles and tribulations, God has never abandoned us? And we shouldn't say, as it says in the Haftorah, Ozavani Hashem v'Hashem Shechani, God has abandoned us and forgotten us, chas v'shalom. But instead we see God's hand in preserving us. And even though many times Jewish history has been tragic, but we're still here. And we see God's kindnesses even in the terrible punishments that sometimes we deserve and that He meets out upon us. And therefore there are two mitzvahs that we fulfill by remembering history. One is Lo Sinasu Es Hashem, don't test God. And Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, to be perfect with God and not to question His ways. And basically we see the kindness of God that we have been preserved for thousands of years, although we are surrounded by 70 wolves that constantly would like to destroy us. And the Ramban says a similar idea, and the Ermayim Chaim says that with that we fulfill those two mitzvahs of Lo Sinasu, not testing God and being perfect in our belief that God never abandons us, is always there. The Chavetz Chaim says, and that is L'nasoscha. L'nasoscha can also mean to raise you up on a banner, because it's the trials and tribulations, specifically of Golus, that elevate a person and ennoble him. And therefore the greatness of Klal Yisrael came through the Mesiras Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem of all the generations. And one therefore should contemplate that and witness that. And this puts us up on a pedestal in the eyes of the nations of the world. And Sfarno says even the eyes of the angels. And they understand that we are fit to all of the reward that God will give us, especially when Mashiach comes. And therefore, traveling and visiting places where Jews sacrificed for Torah, both with their lives and both by living their lives, Torah lives, and the tzaddikim that Golus produced, and the Gedolei Torah, and the Batei Knesios and Kehila are very important to understand the elevated status of the Jewish people. And we bedavka visit the graves of tzaddikim, because there we are reminded that they're flesh and blood. They're not angels. And yet look what a flesh and blood can accomplish. And we're also flesh and blood. We should be able to accomplish also, if not the same degree, but similar things. That's why it says, Mosa yagiyu maisa maisa. A person has to constantly aspire not to be like Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, but at least to touch their deeds, to have some kind of connection to their deeds. So the first purpose of going back and seeing how Jews survived and persevered and were Makadosh Shem Shamayim and built Kehilos and became Tzaddikim and Gedolei Torah under very, very difficult circumstances. The Alshich says that which it says in Pirkei Avos, called Makayim Satorah Meoni, Sofo Lakayim Ba'Osher, that somebody who observes the Torah in poor poverty will eventually observe it in wealth, means that there are two tests in this world, the test of poverty and the test of wealth. And in order to pass the test of wealth, a person first has to pass the test of poverty. Because being poor, a person is led to being subdued and modest and embarrassed, and then when he'll have the wealth, he won't be carried away with it. So recognizing the status of Jews in Golus, we Baruch Hashem enjoy a sweet Golus, where relatively we are showered with the kindnesses of Hashem and all the luxuries of this world. But our ancestors, especially in Eastern Europe, over hundreds of years, suffered poverty, suffered tremendous trials and tribulations brought upon by the non-Jewish world, anti-Semitic world around them, and learning and understanding what they went through, and as a people, what the Jewish people went through, will help us deal with the status that we have now of Osher and wealth in a more effective way. Roshan Shmuel Hirsch says, God is testing us to see what midah we will be able to acquire to be able to keep the entire Torah. This echoes the fact that every Golus brought out a different quality of the Jewish people, had a different character to it. As the Mitzvah Meliol says, in Golus, the connection that the Jewish people have to the Torah and to the Rabbanu Shalom is filtered through the angels of the place where we reside, and therefore takes on the character of that nation. And therefore, German Jewry was different in character than Polish Jewry, and Polish Jewry different than Sephardic Jewry, and so on. And each of these Galios brought out another characteristic of the Jewish people needed to be able to observe the Torah. And I always like to relate what I saw in a sefer, I don't remember where, many years ago. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Shmuel Malka, the king of Persia, chided Shmuel and said, your Mashiach is taking an awful long time to come, probably because his donkey is so slow. Maybe I'll offer him a white steed from my stables and he'll come faster. And Shmuel responded, yes, probably Mashiach would come faster if you offered him a fast white steed. but he wouldn't have the beautiful colors that the donkey of Mashiach has. And the Sefer explained that Mashiach is taking his time because we need to go through all the various stations of Golus and receive the different colors, the different attributes, the different characteristics that each Golus affords us. Had we been on the right level, we would have gotten all of that directly from God in Eretz Yisrael. But we weren't. We had to go into Golus, and each place adds something to us, gives us another aspect of the Jewish personality brought out by that aspect of Golus. And when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach comes, they'll have all those beautiful colors of the rainbow that will mesh together all of our experiences in the various stations of Golus. Therefore, it's extremely important to remember our past and to understand it and to contemplate it and to realize that we have roots, and it's those roots that make us what we are today, and recognize that God is always there with us. Not like the secular Zionists who have erased all of Jewish history and consider it unimportant, that from the time of the destruction of the Second Temple, basically Judaism has been irrelevant and only became relevant again when the State of Israel was formed. If you don't have a past, you don't have a present, and you don't have a future, and we see the bankruptcy of secular Zionism because of that. So it's important to go back and to contemplate and witness the past, and then to understand what our roots are and what the present is and what the potential for the future is. However, all of that's the past. And even though it's important to remember the 42 stations of Yetzias Mitzrayim and corresponding to that of Golus, there's a prohibition of going back to Egypt, specifically going back those 42 stations. Therefore, even though it's important to remember the past, it's not necessarily important to go back and relive it. The future is in Eretz Israel, and therefore, we went through a period of Bein HaMetzorim, of remembering the terrible trials and tribulations of Churban, of Golus. And now we're getting ready from that to take what we accomplished and the subjugation of all of that and the being subdued, and that leading us to Elul in preparation of Yomim Noraim, which eventually will lead us to Sukkos and Zman Simchaseinu. And the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim that at night on Sukkos we remember our trials and tribulations in the desert in the sukkah, but in the morning we take the dalad minin, the lulav and esrog, hadasim and aravos, which are produce of Eretz Yisrael, and we are happy and thank God for bringing us through that desert and giving us Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is nikna v'yisurim. Eretz Yisrael is acquired with trials, tribulations, and difficulty and suffering. And it is the past that enabled us to be able to have a present and a future. And that future is in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we should think, contemplate, understand what our past is, what it shows about us, what we can take from it to contribute to our perfection. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom will complete the circuit of our travels through the Golus and bring us to the promised land with the coming of Mashiach soon in our days. The promised land with the coming of Mashiach soon in our days.